I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. On a Thursday night, obviously means we have Thursday night football. We'll talk about the Cardinals and the Seahawks, but we will do that later on in the show. Okay, obviously, I want to wait for the game to end. There's no doubt about that. We're going to talk about the Saints and Jameis Winston starting. We'll talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. So far, they're undefeated. Do you want to go undefeated all the way to the Super Bowl? I mean, of course you want to win every game, but it hasn't necessarily worked out for everybody that has been undefeated in the past. We still got a lot of action going on in the NBA. Players are moving back and forth. Free agency starts tomorrow. There is a lot to talk about. There is a lot to discuss as normal. And as normal, you can always contact me. I'm on all social media at JR Sport Brief. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. That's everywhere. And then also, at any moment in time, at any point in time, you can also call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs. You don't want to go anywhere, because in about 20 minutes, we're going to chat it up with Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio. So Mitch has been around for a long time covering basketball for the New York Daily News. Now he's hanging out SiriusXM. We're going to chat it up with Mitch Lawrence. He's coming up in 20 minutes. Next hour, Jeff Kerr from CBS is going to join us. Jeff has joined us in the past. We're going to break down everything that's going on in the NFL, and including some interesting statements that we always hear coming from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So stay tuned for that. And speaking of the NBA, since we're going to have Mitch on in about 20 minutes, I got to start off with one of the larger stories of the day. And that happens to be the fact that Klay Thompson, this man, is going to be out for another season. Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, and this was the unfortunate news from last night. We heard so much and we spent so much time on the draft. And then, you know, right before the draft, I had to share the news that Klay Thompson had an Achilles injury. Well, the worst case scenario came through today. He had his MRI taken, and we found out that this man tore his Achilles. He's going to be out the entire season. And if you recall, he was gone all of this past season for the Golden State Warriors because he tore the ACL in his left knee in the NBA Finals against the Toronto Raptors. And it was very visible for everybody to see. He went out there and he tried to play and shot a free throw and then pretty much done. And so this will be two seasons that the Golden State Warriors will be without Klay Thompson. And things haven't been all that great for the Warriors, especially if you want to go ahead and look at last season. They're eliminated. Klay Thompson can't play. Kevin Durant is injured. They're eliminated. They lose to the Raptors. Kevin Durant leaves. Last season, no Klay Thompson. Steph Curry suffers a hand injury. They win 15 games, where it's pretty much rookies and young players out there. The players that have helped you build towards, you know, three NBA championships, they're not available. Draymond Green is in and out the lineup. I feel I've seen more Draymond Green on television than I've seen on a basketball court over the past year. And so this sucks for a variety of reasons. Klay Thompson, 30 years old, nobody plays forever. Coming off of two injuries, they say he'll make a full recovery. We didn't know how he was going to return coming off of that ACL tear. And now we have to see how he's going to perform coming off of an Achilles injury. A jump shooter, to be specific. A matter of fact, this is what General Manager Bob Myers, this is his response today to Klay Thompson and everybody finding out he is going to be out for the year.
In my job, these are those phone calls where your face, you know, the color drains from your face, and got a text message from his agent and said, hey, Klay might have hurt himself, call me. What hurts the most is the time we put into our jobs, the sacrifices we make to do what we do and that to do what he does. And for him to have to now not be able to play basketball, that's the pain. That's the pain we feel for him.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain because Klay Thompson is a likable guy. Klay Thompson is a likable individual. You won't find too many folks to say anything bad about Klay Thompson. And even publicly, you don't see him talking trash. You don't. I mean, he just plays. He's a five-time All-Star. He's one of the best shooters in recent memory, knocking down 40% of his threes. He's a player that got you 60 points and basically didn't dribble the basketball. Was fed passes and just knocked down shots. Klay Thompson is fun to watch. And I will never forget, ever, 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 when Mark Jackson actually said, early on in their careers, when you had to worry about, who the hell is Klay Thompson? This is Michael's kid, right? Oh, this is Steph Curry. That's Dell's kid, right? The one with the ankles from Davidson, the one that can't stay healthy? Mark Jackson said that these are two of the best shooters you will probably ever see in your life. And I actually remember laughing. I thought it was a gross exaggeration. We hear it all the time, and this is a coach bigging up his own players. These guys didn't prove anything yet. And lo and behold, you may not see ever another better shooting combination outside of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. And Rip Hamilton, another solid shooter. He ran around a whole lot of screens. You want to talk about catch and shoot. He was on CBS Sports HQ. And this is what he had to say about Klay's injury.
This is devastating. I mean, when you got a guy that's been playing at a high level for his whole young career and then go out with an ACL injury, that's hard to come to grips with, especially from a mental standpoint. When you look at Klay Thompson's style of game, he's not a high flyer. He's not a guy that plays above the rim. He's a guy that comes off pin downs, got a quick release, can get his shot off. Yes, I can see him coming back. Do I see him coming back playing the way that he's been playing? Oh, man, it's a big question mark, especially off of these two major injuries.
You have no idea. And granted, yes, he's not a high flyer. Klay Thompson isn't somebody. He's not Russell Westbrook out here. I mean, if Russell Westbrook blew out his Achilles, God forbid, you'd be saying, oh, man, this guy, his whole game is built off of athleticism and flying to the basket. How is he going to react? Klay Thompson, as Rip Hamilton just said, is a little bit different. But he's known for his jump shot. You have to elevate. You have to run around those screens. You have to put pressure on your legs to stop on a dime and pull up and shoot, to turn around, to come off of a baseline screen and put it up. And we've had a multitude of players just in recent memory and history that have gone down to Achilles injuries. Let's see what Kevin Durant looks like when he comes back. One of the greatest scorers of all time. One of the best basketball players of all time. Unusual because he basically plays or is a 6'10", 6'11" shooting guard. You know, things might be a little bit easier for him. Another tremendous shooter. Kobe Bryant was towards the end of his career, 34 years old, when Kobe ended up tearing his Achilles. Brandon Jennings was young, but Brandon Jennings was considered small from the minute he got into the NBA. You have big men, Elton Brand, Mehmet Okor. They tore their Achilles. Wes Matthews did it at 28. He's an active NBA player. Not on the caliber of a Klay Thompson, but he's someone else who's known as a shooter. He's been okay. Rudy Gay tore his Achilles at 30. Rudy has kind of been on a downswing. And then more recently, DeMarcus Cousins, we don't see too much of him, injury after injury. And then John Wall, who, if I'm correct, I think he might have torn his Achilles after an initial injury. I think he tore his Achilles in his house. So John Wall has a whole lot to prove as another player whose game is built off of athleticism and speed. He's been looking good in the little YouTube and Instagram clips. Let's see what John Wall can actually do when the games start. And so they're really... There is no template here on Achilles injuries. There is no template. It's not like I don't want to equate the two, but there's outside of Rip Hamilton and then outside of Reggie Miller, I can't remember a more recent player that is catch and shoot like this outside of Klay Thompson. And so it's going to be interesting to see what Klay Thompson does when he returns. Someone who did have great success for a short amount of time before he ended up on the San Antonio Spurs and bounced around and then went to Greece, this was Dominique Wilkins. He tore his Achilles at the age of 32, and the next season when he came back, what did Dominique decide to do? Just go out there and basically average 30 points per game for the entire season. So this is a gut punch for the Golden State Warriors. We won't be able to see if the team can get back into contention. We won't be able to see if they'll be able to push the Los Angeles Lakers as everybody starts to round out their roster. We know what the core of the Warriors was. It was Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. Then they were able to add a Kevin Durant. They had great ancillary pieces around them throughout their title run. Didn't matter if it was a Barbosa and then going towards a Barnes or a Livingston or an Andre Iguodala. They had excellent pieces. Steph Curry probably feels the weight of the world on his shoulders right now, knowing that he has to do more. And there are rumors right now that the Golden State Warriors might try to acquire Kelly Oubre, who was just traded from the Phoenix Suns to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But is that going to make a difference? The Warriors will be good. The Warriors will compete if they stay healthy. They still have Steph Curry. They still have Draymond Green. They have James Wiseman. They have Wiggins, who sometimes you're waiting for Andrew Wiggins to show up consistently. I don't want to say in a big moment, but just look like you like basketball. Look like you have a motor. And so I expect them to be competitive unless Steph Curry goes down again. And for Steph, this has to be rejuvenating to a certain degree. You don't want to be out there carrying the entire offensive load by yourself. But he was basically off an entire year, in and out, out for long stretches with that hand injury. The unfortunate part is that we won't see the Golden State Warriors at full strength. The unfortunate part is that we have no Splash Brothers. The unfortunate part is that we're in a truncated season. How much is someone like Wiseman going to be able to contribute to the team? And more unfortunately, it looks like the Warriors' window, that stretch, where it was quote-unquote the Splash Brothers, that era is done. Whatever happens with this Golden State Warriors team, whatever the Warriors are able to do into the future, you might as well start a new chapter, because that chapter is over. I hope Klay Thompson can come back. I hope he can put up points. I hope he can give us the same 20 points per game. I hope he can knock down 40% of his threes. I hope he comes back and is still an all-world defender. But the reality is everybody always gets a little bit older. Father Time ultimately is undefeated. Nobody wins. You can stave it off for a little bit longer. But whatever version or iteration, whoever is on this Warriors team, when they get back to just to championship competition, the team will look different. It's not going to look the same even if they push this year. It'd be fun if they got Kelly Oubre. What would a team of Steph Curry, Kelly Oubre, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, what does that team look like? Do they have enough to get over the edge? Is there enough defense there? There's a lot of questions. But I'm afraid that the Splash Brothers, at minimum, they could be over. Or the Splash Brothers could be on a pause. And we have to see what happens with the rest of the West. The Lakers are still strong. The Clippers are still strong. We have to see what pans out and happens in the remainder of free agency. Nothing's going to be easy. The Splash Brothers, been kind of dry last year and this year. Let's see if they can get things rolling again. I am not too confident. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to chat it up with NBA sports writer, NBA radio personality from SiriusXM, Mitch Lawrence. I want to get his opinion on this and a lot of other things going on in the world of basketball. Don't you move. Mitch Lawrence is coming up next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. One night removed from the 2020 NBA draft, such an unusual year. A few hours removed from NBA free agency. Things are real weird. And unfortunately, we had a big injury last night that was confirmed earlier today, as Klay Thompson, this man has torn his Achilles in his right leg. He's going to be missing another season. Coming off of that ACL tear in his left knee, and he has another one. There's a lot going on in the NBA. There's a lot to talk about and discuss, so we had to bring on someone qualified to do so. So on the line right now, from SiriusXM NBA Radio, we're chatting it up with Mitch Lawrence. Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. How are things tonight, all right?
Hey, we're here. It could be the alternative, so I'm not going to complain, Mitch.
I know, you're there watching football. I saw your tweet, and I'm watching football, too. It can't be any better, right? When you have two star quarterbacks on the field, it's a great game, so I'm looking forward to getting back with it, but first chatting with you.
Yeah. No more injuries. I mean, we got quarterbacks. Kyler Murray is dropping shoulders into the grass, but we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about this unfortunate injury to Klay Thompson. Yeah. I got to get right to it, Mitch. What are your thoughts on what this means for the Warriors in both the short term and in also the long term?
Well, short term, let me put it to you this way. I hate to put it in these terms, but the Lakers had another good day in the offseason because Golden State was going to shape up. They were shaping up as probably being the Lakers' biggest threat. If Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, you had Wiseman to the team, Andrew Wiggins, right? that's a team that could probably challenge the Lakers. I would argue, don't know if you agree with this or not, I would argue that would be their biggest challenger in the West. I'm still not buying Denver. Can't buy the Clippers after that debacle last year. Houston probably won't have Harden or Westbrook. So I think Golden State, if they would have come back with that core group that, they know how to win. Those guys have won titles. They would have been the Lakers' number one challenger, and this is a huge blow for Golden State in both the long term and the short term, too, because in the long term, we'll see how Clay, everybody's thinking he'll come back and he'll be fine. These guys are starting to break down, it looks like, right? And that's what happens when you go to June finals 5 years in a row as they did. Hopefully, they'll prove me wrong, but I won't be surprised if we've had other injuries along the way to their key guys here going forward.
Mitch Lawrence is joining us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. So the odds are pretty low, I surmise, for the Warriors to compete for a title. We can't predict the future, but the biggest and brightest days, would you say, are behind them for the for the future?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, look, they had a hell of a run. And they came, let's not, this is the thing that nobody talks about. They came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Usually you have a team, when they get to a certain situation, they have to climb that mountain to get to the finals. They'll have some setbacks along the way. They basically came out of nowhere when they made that coaching change from Mark Jackson to Steve Kerr, kept the defense a lot, changed the offense around, and all of a sudden there's a juggernaut on the hands. I mean, Steph Curry played out of his mind for a couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that nobody ever talks about. But that's a great run. It's a dynasty with a small D, and I think we have seen the best of that team, unfortunately.
Okay, Mitch, well, you talk about the championship or the champion Lakers, and we know and understand they're going to have a short turnaround from the bubble into when the season starts on December 22nd. What do you think the early portion of the season is going to look like for a 36-year-old LeBron James and a veteran squad that wants to go out there and try to repeat?
Well, I think with LeBron James, you're going to see him playing here and there, and we'll see how many games he actually plays. Got to cut back his minutes. It's all about getting to May, June, July, this year. It's going to be a tough turnaround. We all know that. But Anthony Davis will still be out there. If they got themselves a better team with Dennis Schroeder, I do like Rajon Rondo, but you just can't count on him regular season-wise in terms of answering the bell. So, yes, LeBron will have to have more load management than he's had in the past and he's wanted to have. He deserves it, obviously. But you know as well as I do, when the playoffs start and they've got everybody together and healthy and ready to go, they're going to be the team to beat.
Oh, we know that. Who do you believe is going to be their largest competition now in the West?
Boy, that's a tough one. I'd like to see what the Clippers do. I'm willing to give them another chance. I think Kawhi, Paul George will bounce back. If they get a Rondo, that'd be very interesting. They'd have to do stuff with that roster. That roster is going to be in for changes. Lou Williams will probably be gone. We'll see about Montrezl Harrell. They have a new coach in Ty Lue. I think it's a great hire. I probably would still pick them. Denver obviously would be right there also, but after that, it's anybody's guess.
Oh, we know that for sure. Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio is joining us to stay in the West. We hear a lot. It's like nobody wants to play in Houston anymore. Everybody, it's like a mass exodus, or at least they want to escape the Houston Rockets. What are your thoughts on what the hell is going on out there in Houston, whether it's Westbrook or Harden?
Well, I think in terms of James Harden, I don't know if it's because of Tillman Fertitta's affection for Donald Trump, as has been reported. I will say this. If you look at it just from James Harden, looking at it from a basketball standpoint, that team peaked out when they had Chris Paul and they had the Warriors down 3-2 in the 2018 Western Conference Finals. Since then, they've been on a downward trajectory. And then when you lose Mike D'Antoni, who helped make James Harden into an MVP player and a generational offensive talent, obviously. And then when you lose a Daryl Morey, you executed a lot of those moves, bringing in Paul, bringing in Westbrook, bringing in Harden originally, too. That's a setback for the organization. I think if James Harden, no disrespect to Raphael Stone, the new GM, no disrespect to Steven Silas, but it's like, well, really, am I going to go farther than I went before with these guys? With a roster where you still don't have anybody over 6'9", maybe I can do better hooking up with my old friend Kevin Durant in Brooklyn.
What do you think the realistic possibility is that he joins Brooklyn versus somewhere like the Sixers?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great point. I mean, Daryl Morey is a guy who obviously loves James Harden. He once said that James Harden was a better offensive player than Michael Jordan. We know that's a crock. That's what he thinks about him. And if I'm sure they could trade Ben Simmons to get a James Harden, they will do that. Now, also, Brooklyn has to be interested. Why? Because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are kind of calling the shots there. Okay, fine. But let me ask you this. Why would James Harden want to play with Kyrie Irving? What does Kyrie Irving do from James Harden? From my vantage point, he doesn't do anything. I would think if I were James Harden, yeah, I want to play with Kevin Durant. As long as Kevin Durant is the old Kevin Durant, pre-Achilles, pre-problems with the injuries, I'll play with him. I don't really need Kyrie Irving.
Oh, well, yeah, Kyrie Irving, I guess they're going to play basketball with two balls. I think that's what we might see if that happens.
Well, it's usually just one. And in the case of Kyrie, Kyrie couldn't be a number one option in Boston. That didn't fit him. That was a disaster. I don't think he would accept being a number three role in Brooklyn because, obviously, it would be Durant, Harden, Kyrie in a pecking order, and the gap between Harden and Kyrie is substantial.
Mitch Lawrence is joining us from SiriusXM NBA Radio. Speaking of the East, you got to look at Giannis Antetokounmpo. When you think about Giannis and the options that he has, obviously to sign that Supermax tomorrow or whether or not he wants to wait, what do you think ultimately happens with Giannis?
Well, the interesting thing is we heard about this sign and trade with Bogdanovich going to Milwaukee. He was going to join Jrue Holiday, and it's a much improved team for Giannis. And it seemed like Giannis behind the scenes was probably giving Milwaukee his blessings about, yes, you bring these guys in, you recast this team for me, I'll stay here long term. Now there's a problem with the whole Bogdanovich signing, which was a huge jumping of the gun, having been basically announced, you know, 3 days ago, well before free agency started. So the league is obviously investigating for tampering. We'll see how that shakes out. I don't know if that falls through, what they're going to do. I don't know how that impacts Giannis Antetokounmpo. If he gets Bogdanovich and Jrue Holiday, I say he stays, signs the Supermax, and he tries to win a title for Milwaukee. If something queers that deal in terms of knocking it down and kind of canceling it out, then that's a problem for the Bucks. Potentially, maybe he doesn't stay. Who knows?
Well, time will tell. He's the biggest fish in a small pond. We'll see what happens. When you think about where Giannis Antetokounmpo has come from, not necessarily Greece via Nigeria, but when you think about where he was drafted at 15 and the growth into a two-time NBA MVP and now has to get over that hump to become a champion, when you look at the young men that were drafted yesterday, are there any players in particular that stand out to you that should be of note? There doesn't seem to be that clear-cut, this is the guy for the next 5-10 years.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of draft this is going to yield. A lot of people think it's just going to be, you know, good role players, no stars. You know, we'll see. The kid who went to Chicago, what's his name, Patrick Williams,
yes,
right out of Florida State. There are some scouts who say, you want to know something, he's got the highest ceiling of anybody, and maybe he's the next Kawhi Leonard. We'll see. There's a lot of growth, a lot of development that he has to do, but that's the guy who probably people should be looking at. And otherwise, you know, it was a three-horse race at the top. We know Anthony Edwards, Wiseman, and the ball kid will probably be very good players. Are there going to be any all-stars out of the group, that group? I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any guarantees, and that's the problems with these drafts. If you're drafting, you know, in the top 10, top 12, you really have to do your homework, and you have to do some big-time projections to figure out who's going to be the stud here. And that's what's the fascinating thing going forward, as we'll find out over the next few years.
We certainly will. And another aspect, as you think about the players that are coming in via the draft, they got a quick turnaround. We have a lot of free agents who are going to have a quick turnaround. Training camp is going to start in about a week and a half. What are your overall thoughts when you think about how the NBA has changed over the past 10, 15, 20 years, going from Tom Chambers and coming to now where players can pretty much dictate and run the show? What are your thoughts on how the league has changed and evolved?
Well, it's a whole different sport in terms of three-point shooting, emphasis on offense, you know, how defense is, you know, it's much tougher to stop people now. The other thing I'll say, too, is, you know, the player empowerment thing. It's fine if LeBron James is the guy who's doing the empowering and helping you, you know, mold your roster and find players. That's proved to be fine. But what happened with the Clippers this past year? Kawhi Leonard went in there and said to them, yeah, I'll come and play here, but you got to deliver Paul George. And they had to give up a ton of assets for him, and that whole thing backfired. So that's your Exhibit A about why players should basically, I hate to say this, stick to playing and let the GMs and the executives do the roster construction. Because, like I said, LeBron James, yeah, he's got a proven track record. Whether it was what he did in Miami, getting together with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, or going back to Cleveland and helping to engineer that thing where they send Andrew Wiggins out for Kevin Love. Yeah, and then the Lakers, where he pushed and he prodded and he did everything he could to get Anthony Davis there. LeBron knows what he's doing. These other players, you know, I don't trust them to help build my team. No way, no how.
I hear that. We've been chatting it up with Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio. Mitch, where can people follow you and keep up with you and everything that you do?
Well, I'm on Sirius Radio. I'll be on there this weekend doing a couple of free agent shows, 4 to 7 on Saturday, 7 to 10, Channel 82 on Sunday, 207. Sorry, not the Channel 82, Channel 207. And they can find me on Twitter, at @Mitch_Lawrence.
Mitch, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Look forward to chatting it up with you in the near future.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy that football game, man. See you later.
No doubt about it. We've been chatting up with Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio. He brings up an excellent point about player power. LeBron James's power, Kawhi, Harden, Giannis, they all got the power. We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. A big thank you to Mitch Lawrence from SiriusXM NBA Radio for joining us here on the show. Nice chat right before the break. Mitch feels that the Golden State Warriors, you know, with this Klay Thompson injury, he feels that they're done. He also thinks that players, a lot of players, need to stick to playing, and not in a political sense, but more so worry about playing and stay out of, like, roster construction. So I want to take some time to talk about that, especially as it relates to the Los Angeles Lakers, as it relates to the Brooklyn Nets, obviously Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, the possibility that a James Harden could join the squad or wants to go to the team. We'll talk about it, but as you know, the phone lines here are always open, 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. That part is easy. Now, I would have to agree a little bit with what Mitch said about the player or the power that players have in the NBA right now. And that comes with the money. When you think about the financial investment that's coming in for players right now, of course they're going to have more influence. The players have higher salaries. The players have a higher level of celebrity. The players have an opportunity to brand themselves personally in a way that they haven't been able to do in the past because of social media. It's a different era. It's a different time. I mean, if we go back to the 90s, I mean, we didn't have stars. You look at somebody like Scottie Pippen. He was complaining because his contract was languishing in a space of just a couple of million dollars per year. You know, $6-7 million. That's it, Scottie. Sorry. You think about the best players in the NBA right now. And OK, you can adjust whatever you want for inflation. But I mean, damn, $6 million versus the $50 million a year that James Harden just turned down, reportedly, via the Houston Rockets. You know, Chris Paul making, at the end of his contract, $45, $46 million. Russell Westbrook, Harden, in that same space. NBA players have moved into, you know, $50 million a damn year. That's coming soon. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 5-year contract opportunity, supermax deal, $230-240 million. That's a lot. And the fact is, when you think about the coaches, their salaries ain't moving up into that spot. $5 million, $6 million. I mean, we got coaches in the NBA that were making what the stars were making, you know, 20, 25 years ago. So if you're an owner and you're writing the big checks to the players, and then you got to think about, well, I got this commitment here to this player. 5 years, $100 million, $125, $200 million. Who the hell you think is going to go first when it hits the fan, when things don't go too well? Who do you think is going to go first? It's going to be the coach. The players dictate and run the show. And I can't complain about that because for a long time, the majority of the NBA's history, the owners basically had the players under their thumb. It's like a lifetime deal. Like, I own your rights and you play here and belong to me. And so in a league where they basically almost at a 50-50 split all of the revenue and all of the money that comes in, I'm not going to complain. I think it's amazing. I think it's good for the NBA. And it certainly looks like it in the bottom line. They might have lost a billion to $2 billion this year because of COVID. But in a traditional sense, the NBA continues to inch up in regards to how much money the league makes per year. Going from almost doubling the amount of money they've made in almost 10 years, $4 billion. More recently, 8 and 9 and moving up towards 10. The NBA is making money hand over fist. Let's see if they can continue that post-COVID when fans can come back basically into the arenas and populate the stands. But I find no issue with the power that the players have right now. I think that's the case for right now and in the immediate future. And so Mitch brought up an excellent point last hour when we spoke to him. You know, not everybody is going to be LeBron James. Not everybody can pretty much okay and poo-poo a deal if it's not to his liking. And he brought up an excellent example when you take a look at what happened with the Clippers. And here we have a case of Kawhi Leonard joining Paul George. And then it's been reported that he's already, you know, pretty much set to say, oh, send Paul George out of here and bring James Harden in, reportedly. We don't know for sure. So it's a wild world that we live in. But when it comes down to the Los Angeles Lakers, the defending NBA champions, we have heard from their general manager, Rob Pelinka. And this is what he had to say about how they can compete moving forward. We want to stay competitive for the long term. We want to make decisions that allow us to do just that and not just shoot all of our bullets to try to defend for 1 year. We want to be in a position of being sustainable contenders. We'll operate the cap in a way to be smart and thoughtful around that. And kudos to him. I mean, he's already added Dennis Schroeder, who's going to be a solid point guard, someone who can score. He's going to be a better scorer than Rajon Rondo. He may not be the same type of distributor, but he's certainly going to help out in a points perspective. This is someone who over the past year, yeah, he jumped right into the sixth man of the year spot or contention for such. Danny Green is gone. And so the next 24 hours, the next week is going to be absolutely crazy in the NBA. Free agency starts in a matter of hours. We're going to see teams moving and shaking. We may actually see more trades be consummated. You know, we saw Bogdanovich. He was supposed to go to the Milwaukee Bucks. He said, okay, not so fast. Not so fast on that. Let's see where he goes, potentially, because he's a restricted free agent. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Anthony Davis, I mean, for all intents and purposes, Anthony Davis is someone right now who will technically be a free agent. You know, we have to see what type of deal he wants to sign back with the Los Angeles Lakers. Who knows if he wants to stay with the Lakers, you know, past LeBron James. And LeBron at 36, I mean, this is going to be the question until he decides to hang him up. Is he ever going to slow down. And I guess for LeBron James, I don't know, slowing down means what? He's only going to give you 20 points per game and 10 assists? I guess that's what slowing down means for LeBron James. So when Rob Pelinka thinks about extending the Lakers and being able to contend and compete for years, does that include LeBron? I mean, at what point does LeBron say, okay, I'm only on two-year deals now. One-year options. You know, two-year deals, one-year option. I'll stay or I'll go. That's certainly going to keep Pelinka on his toes. And who knows? Anthony Davis may decide one day, all right, I won my title here in L.A. I played with LeBron, one of the best players in the league. Let me go home to Chicago. So there's a lot of questions, not just over the next 24 hours, not just over the next week, but over the next several years. Because in the NBA, the pieces continue to move. And yeah, you may not have your Reggie Millers. You may not have your MJs with the Bulls. We know he went to the Wizards later. There's no Patrick Ewing. You don't have those legacy players for, you know, 10, 12 years anymore. Guys are bailing earlier. But it keeps the NBA exciting and fresh. It also keeps the rivalries moving around. Keeps the offseason busy. So we have to see what happens in the NBA. But enjoy the ride. The draft is done. Free agency is next. Let's see what trades continue to go down. NBA is pretty damn fun. Just like the NFL. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL. And speaking of championships and legacy squads and franchises, we're going to go from one legacy team with the Lakers towards another one in the NFL. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers, as you know, are currently undefeated. They're trying to go all of the way. Ben Roethlisberger has some thoughts on them being undefeated versus them winning the Super Bowl. Past history hasn't been the greatest indicator. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.